Philip?
President?
Yes, Mike, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, I thought you made a fine statement on in the Baltimore speech that I saw on TV, and I thought you had a hell of a good election statement, too. You must be out there in that fresh air thinking clearly.
Well, it's true. How are you feeling?
Oh, I have a good many problems. I hope they're minor. Think they are. I haven't had much time to think about them or to rest because I've had nearly 1,000 bills, and I've had 12 cabinet people who held up things for 3 weeks, and they're all back, and I've got the problems, the budget, which is about an 8 weeks job, day and night, all the time. And I'm trying to get them out of the way so I can get in the hospital, and I have a bad shoulder. I don't know whether it's arthritis, or whether I pulled a ligament in it, or whether I've been shoved or something. It gives me a good deal of pain. I wake up 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, never could go back to sleep. It's just paining me. I've got that protrusion in my side. I don't think it amounts to anything, but it amounts to anything, but on the outside, it's about the size of an egg. On the inside, when you feel down where you can feel your intestines in the incision, it's about the size of your little finger. There's a little hole, but that fills up, you see, with the air and stuff, and it pops out. It's a little ugly to look at unless you wear kind of a pregnant dress or something to cover it up. And then I have this throat thing. It's just an obstruction and husky, and it's a growth about the size of your thumb, but it affects your, gives you a nasal twang and a rasp in your voice, kind of a grating, and it's a little difficult to speak, and it gets very sore. And they, most of them are not malignant. They think 95% of them are not. But it has to be taken out, and then you have to you have to be quiet a while. As it is now, I have to clear my throat very often, and that's bothersome to people you're talking to.
Well, you better recognize the fact that you're getting to be along the road that Mike Mansfield's on.
Well, I hope I can accept it as gracefully as you do, and call attention to it as little as you do.
Well, that's just it's too much bigger with you. Hospital next week.
I hope to the middle of the week. They got to get the heart doctor from Atlanta, about 3 surgeons from Mayo, 1 from New York, 2 or 3 from the Navy, and questions whether they come down here, go to Washington. I'm about to conclude. Haven't decided. They're talking among themselves today. But I'm about decided to think I'll come back up there and keep everybody from coming down here. Although it's much more comfortable here, you don't have all the protocol. You don't have the deputy agricultural minister from New Zealand, and you don't have the ambassador from Ghana coming in.
Well, Mr. President, I talked to Arthur Goldberg this morning.
I hope you get a chance to go up there.
And he told me about your suggestion, and I'm going to go to Florida for a little while today with Maureen. I'm pretty tired out.
Yeah.
And he suggested a week from today.
That's good. You just, they'll have a plane pick you up whenever you want to, and as a matter of fact, I gave some thought to asking you to go to see the Pope, but I decided that you'd had a long session and that I'd just call in his people. But I want to tell him that we're anxious to meet anybody 60% of the way or 80%. Just whenever he called on us to do anything, call on the other side to show some indication themselves, so I just don't look like that I have surrendered my position, because our men out there just won't stand it.
Yeah, I know.
They just will not stand for it. I talked to them at Cameron Bay, and these boys that are out there in the Marine Corps and that 101st Airborne, they want me to just let them take care of themselves. Now, I'm willing to stop them and pull them in, put them in a cave. But I can't do it unless put somebody else in a cave, too.
That's right.
So I think the Pope has got a good suggestion to have a just stop the fighting and have a truce. But if it's just an American truce, it puts me in a hell of a spot. And I wanted to tell him that, so I told him this morning. I thought yesterday I'd call you and just ask you to go over there. And then they say, well, if you send a high-level thing, it attracts a lot of attention. So the best thing to do is just call in his representative there in Washington. So that's what I told him to do today. Then you get back when you feel like you can from Florida. Just call up there to Marvin Watson, tell him you want a plane. Let him pick you up, go up there, and visit with every damn member of that Security Council you can, or anybody else you can. Talk to Goldberg, make him, he's a pretty imaginative and fella. I've got Harriman going to each country now. He's come back yesterday, coming down today or tomorrow. Give me a report, and he's tried to get any of them to help any way we can. And maybe we can do some good. At least we can try.
And Mr. President,
I still think something's got to be done in Cambodia. My judgment is, unless that fella is a pure nut, that's what the State Department says he is, and you and Aiken say he's a pretty good fella, I think somebody's got to go over there and say, here's what we'll do. What is it you're raising hell about? And then let him list them, about five things. And wherever we're wrong, just say, okay, we'll just cut this out, and if you report it to us, well, we'll take immediate action and get him to where he quits cussing us.
Yeah, but he isn't enough, Mr. President. He's the smartest cookie in all Southeast Asia. He knows what he's doing, and the others are not too sure. All he wants to do is to keep Cambodia from the Cambodians.
Well, why the hell does he let the enemy go in there and establish bases and launch their attack on us from there?
Well, he's willing to let any group visit that area at their expense and at Cambodia's expense so they can look and see that news been in there. They haven't found that. They found documents on business which we've captured. Which indicated that, but they never found proof. And I asked Wes Borland about it a year ago, next month, and he said he suspected. I said, do you have any hard and fast evidence? He said no, and I repeated the question four or five times.
Well, why are you down there in Florida? You just take your lead pencil and write out what do you think we ought to do and who ought to go there, and let's see if we can't do something on our own instead of just waiting for him to fuss at us.
Well, I think Goldberg ought to go there.
All right.
And he's the best one, and he may think that he's in difficulties because Harriman can't get in yet, but I'm quite sure that we can get Goldberg in.
Well, you just tell him that when you see him.
Okay, and one thing more, Mr. President, I've been wanting to talk to you about this for some time, and I just didn't get around to it or didn't find the right circumstances. Would you give some consideration to the possibility of my attempting, I don't think it can be done, but I'd like to make the request to go to Moscow, Peking, and Hanoi?
Yeah, let me talk to their people about it.
Yeah, I would want to do a meeting in that area. I don't think I can get anywhere, but maybe something could be done, maybe not, but it might be worth the effort if you would think it feasible. And also, out of Mongolia in between.
Let me talk to him.
Yes, sir.
I'll get back to you when you go up there next week.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All fine, Mr. President. And good luck.